Voice of America, Sister Gaza, Sister Washington, D.C.
Hola, Mugela, Ninja Wulengulu, Studio 7, Molestishan, Shaga 22, Mavasa 2022, Prophetess Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi omuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo le esifile kuyisinqumo esihle.
Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million.
Kanti ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho kuqanjwa bo 500,000-600,000 sikhuluma ngedolobha lilamamiliyoni abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuza kuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuvota Friday liviki silomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo owehouse kanye lengoma zokholo uSimbarashe Godzai. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kule msakazo. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele usebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million. Lolu hlelo ngolokusebenzelana kwekansili yaleli dolobho eyeCity Council logatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokuthwala kwabantu lempahla. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlelo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2 BERRP2 lusungulwe nguhulumende ngemva kokunanzelela ukwehluleka kwamakhansili elizweni lonke ukuqhuba lomsebenzi. Umsekeli kameya wakoBulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube wamukele ngenjabulo uncedo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yaleli dolobho ethi kuzaphathisa kunhlelo abakade belazo.
Ikhansili ivele nje ilohlelo lokulungisa imigwaqo edolobheni. Siyazi ukuthi izakhamizi zingabe zibona kani kalukho, kodwa hayi lukhona. Siyazama indlela zonke. Ungagayela kathesi uKami Road lwani oqonda eKami Prison, ungagayela West Coast that road. Even across the city we do have community groups who are doing portal patching. Konke lokhu sikwenza, but i-challenge imali nje ezimlutshwane esinazo njengekhansili.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, iBupra, uthi kuyisinqumo esihle ukuthi uhulumende angenele ekuvuseleleni imigwaqo.
Siyananzelela ukuthi kukhanya kulomsebenzi omuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo le esifile kuyisinqumo esihle and kuyaletha intuthuko emzini wakoBulawayo. Sinanzelela ukuthi kuzenza ukuthi abantu bahambe kalula. Lokho kuyanceda futhi ukuthi njengoba vele iBulawayo City Council ingelamali, nga uhulumende engenele ubana imigwaqo ebe ngcono kwesi kukhangeleleyo. So njengezakhamizi yemukela lolu hlelo.
UMnumzana Mthabisi Ndlovu, isakhamizi sakoBulawayo, uthi imigwaqo eselizweni ayifanelanga ukuba ngeyelizwe elikhululekileyo.
Isimo semgwaqo sibi kabi. Ma sikhangele imigwaqo yethu yonke ifile kakhulu kuleli iside leMatabeleland. Asila mgwaqo okuthiwa lo right. Xa usiyenkaya umgwaqo wakhona ufile, i-strip tar lokhu yalungiswa ngabelungu nini nini, singakazalwa lathi sesazazalwa 45 years silokhu umgwaqo yakhona i-strip tar. Besifuna kakhulu ukuthi ngabe uhulumende yakhangela isimo semgwaqo.
Umnumzana Menelisi Gumede, esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle sibili nxa imali ingasoze iphanjulwe.
Siyabonga uhlelo oluhle kangaka olokulungisa imigwaqo ungananzelela imigwaqo eminingi yethu songamaphotholi agcweleyo kusokwenza ukuthi kube lezingozi emgwaqweni awusahambeki lapha le mota zethu bezisifa kakhulu suspension iyaphangisa ukuphela amathaya aduka nxa yemgwaqo kodwa nxa uhlelo loluhle lulontshiwe sikhangelele ukuthi lusetshenziswe kahle kungabi labantu abathatha izimali lezi bezisebenzise ngendlela engaqondanga kodwa konke kuhambe kuhle kungabi le-corruption kuzasincedisa imigwaqo yethu ibe right lokusiza imphefumulo yabantu abaningi.
Imigwaqo esifile kobulawayo ibikwa ingabe iyisilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini i-75% njalo ingalungiswa ngezigidi zamadola emelika ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-700 million. Ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olufakwe nguhulumende olokulungisa imigwaqo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2 kukhangelelwe ukulungiswa imigwaqo elitshumi ekupheleni kwalo nyaka. Imigwaqo le igoqela undaba uCatherine Berry Drive, Inkulumane, Glenville, Lobengula Street, Chinamano, Unetherby, Renkini, Woodville Road, kanye leCowdrey Park hlalani kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingobathabile Masuku.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namuhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho engasoze ibangele ukuncutshwa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe amathuba entuthuko alingana lezinye. Ubulawayo uvame ukuphikisa impumela le esithi inani labantu liphezulu kulalelo eliphunyiswa yilolu hlelo lwe-census. Abanye basola ukuqhatshwa kwabezomvikela labatsha bezanupf ngobuningi kulolu hlelo oluvame ukuqhutshwa izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZimStats, eqhuba lolu hlelo ikhuthaza abantu ukubana bebalwe bonke lemuli zabo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Evilela Ncube incwadi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Asisuthisekanga nakancane ngendlela lolu hlelo oluqhutshwa ngakhona ngokuba luqhutshwa sengathi yi-military operation, kanti lohlelo lokubala abantu akudingi ukuthi baze babalwe ngamasosha, babalwe ngama-CIO, babalwe ngamapholisa, kodwa bamele babalwe ngendlela vele okufanele kubalwe ngayo abantu okwenzeka umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngoba nxa ngabe kuluhlelo olubonakala lulamasosha kakhulu lwenza abantu bethuke bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo, le mbuzo ezabibuzwa abantu baza kwehluleka ukuthi baza kwesaba ukuthi bayithendule ngendlela efaneleyo ngokuba becabanga ukuthi mhlambe kukhona ubunhlelo obuthile okunye okuthile okudingakalayo ukuthi bazakale ngakho, kanti ke yikubalwa kwabantu nje. Ngakho ke hayi kasisuthisekanga, luhlelo selusethusa abantu kulokuthi lubaphathe ngendlela njalo lubakhuthaze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kwande ukuba lokuphikisana ngenani labantu ikakhulu edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kambe kathesi kuyini esingakubona busenzakala? Njalo liyabona yini kule mpawu ezitshengisa ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungaqhutshwa ngemfanelo?
Vele kakuthembisa ukuthi abantu bazabalwa ngendlela efaneleyo. Kungathi kule njongo vele yokuthi kwezinye indawo kube labantu abalutshwane, ngivele ngokubona kwami kuza kwenziwa vele khona lokho ngokuba kuyancedisa futhi kuma-constituencies. Nxa ngabe sekusabiwa ama constituencies, ibandla elibusayo liyabe lifuna ukuthi indawo lezo ezisekela lona zibe nabantu abaningi ukuze zibe lama constituencies amaningi. Kanti ke idolobha lakobulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho kuqanjwa bo 500,000-600,000, sikhuluma ngedolobha lama million abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo, kanti ke zeqembe libusayo zibe labantu abaningi ukuze lithole ama constituencies amaningi, libe labantu abaningi ephalamende kulalokho eliyikho khona endaweni ezilula ukuthi zilisekele.
Lo ngumnumzana Evilela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa icingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Ezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lengcithi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi iZANU-PF ilakho ukunqoba kukhetho oluzayo ingaqhubeka ithola inani lamavoti aphezulu ezigabeni lapho elosekelo khona. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ithi lokhu kuvezwa yimpumela yokhetho olwedluleyo
okugcizelelwe njalo yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe nomnumzana Nomini Pinduka owekolitshini le-Africa University, yena ke owethule impumela yocwaningo alwenzileyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Yahluka mhlawumbe kwabanye abantu, nabo abantu sizabona ngokungafani. Uma i-Citizens Coalition for Change ingasebenza ngalendlela, inyuse kakhulu amasokisi njalo ibe nabantu abangayilekelela ngezinsiza zokulwa ukhetho, lapha ngikhuluma phecelezi ngama resources, amathuba ayo abukeka emaningi kakhulu, ngoba sizakhumbula ukuthi umsakazi into eyiyona ebeyingcindezi enkulu ukuthi iMDC ihluleke ukulwina ukhetho, kwaba yokuhlukana kwabaholi bayo, yikho lokho nje okwadala ukuthi sibone amandla ayo encipha uma singabheka sisuka la eyaqala khona ukuncintisa okhethweni ngo-2000. Kodwa esikubona manje ukuza ndawonye kwabaholi ngaphansi kweqembu leli i-TCC, sibona ungathi kuzanikeza kuvuselele nomdlandla omkhulu kubantu akade belandela amaqembu aphikisa ikakhulu kuseyi-MDC. Izanu PF, uma sithanda ukubuka ngokwenza kwayo, iyenza okweqembu elethukileyo, ayizethembi. Engase futhi ikwenze kunyuke kakhulu isimo sodlakela, ngoba yilo phela oluvamise vele ukuthi lubasize uma kusiza okhethweni, kube yilo olubalekelelayo ukutshala ukwesaba ebantwini bavote, hayi ngoba bevota bekhululekile ngenhliziyo zabo, kodwa bavote bevota besesimeni sokwesaba. Ngoba manje uma ulalelisisa lapha phansi, usiya ngezindawo ngezindawo, abantu bayakhala kakhulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa lapho ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7. Owake waba ngumongameli wakwele Kenya, umnumzana Mwai Kibaki, waba ngumkhokheli welizwe kwesithathu ngemva kokuthola kwalelo lizwe uzibuse akasekho. UKibaki obhubhe ngeseleminyaka engamashumi atobamunemunye wabusa kusukisela ngomnyaka 2002 kusiya ku-2013. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta walelo lizwe nguye owazise ngemva kaKibaki namhlanje, emncoma wamagama ngemisebenzi yakhe emihle empilweni yakhe. UKibaki kodwa ukhunjulwa njalo ngodlayela olwaba khona elizweni lakhe ngemva kokhetho lomnyaka 2007, lapho ayencintisana laye kulolu khetho umkhokheli wobandla elaliphikisa uRaila Odinga. Waphikisa impumela yokunqoba kwakhe ukhetho esithi kube lokuqelebezela, kwagcina kubangela ukulwisana kwabasekeli bamabandla abo, lapho kwabulawa abantu abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1100. Kodwa wagcina inconywa umhlaba jikelele ngomnyaka 2010 ngokuloba utsha isisekelo sombuso welizwe esiqondisa ukubana umongameli kumele abuse okwamahlandla athile abesededela kumunye, okuyikho akwenzayo ngomnyaka ka-2013. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe kugoqela uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olwe-census, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yesinkwa nokunye. Okwamanje wethu sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Democrat Democratic People's Republic of Korea liqhubeka liqakathekisa izikhali zohlobo lwama-ballistic missiles phezu komvikela wesigaba lomhlaba jikelele. Kutsho isiphathamandla esibona ngeze-DPRK umnumzana Sung Kim. Ekhuluma lentathelizindaba eWashington, uKim uveze ukuba lele-DPRK selivivinye izikhali zama-ballistic missiles test ezilitshumi lantathu kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2022. Ezintathu zazo ngezenelisa ukufinyelela amanye amazwekazi ama-intercontinental missiles. Uhulumende wele-DPRK esebenzisa ingcosana yenotho yalelo lizwe ukwakha izikhali ezingekho emthethweni. Lanxa ubuyanga balelo lizwe buqhubeka busiya phambili, kutsho umphathintambo Kim, ele-DPRK liyingozi kumvikela wesigaba. Ekuqhubekeni kokwephula izivumelwano ezimbalwa ezomanyano we-United Nations Security Council, elemelika kunye labangani balo baphendule lesi sehlakalo ngemizamo yokwenqabela ingozi lokwehlisa izinga lobungcwethi bohlelo lokulolonga lezi zikhali. Ngasikhathi sinye kusetshenziswa inkulumo, konke kuyimizamo yokuba lesi sigaba ese-Korean Peninsula sibe singelazikhali ze-nuclear. Ngomabasa umanyano we-US Indo-Pacific Command wapha umlayo wokubheka ngeso lokhozi ukwenzakala kulwandle lwe-Yellow Sea. Kwakhuthazwa amazwe angabangane lelemelika ukuthi ahlale elimukile, ezimisele ukuthi kube lokuzivikela. Umanyano we-The Command watshengisela ubungcitshi bendizamtshina zempi eziphapha zivela emkhunjini elwandle lwe-Yellow Sea ukuze kubonakale ukuzinikela kwelemelika. Phezu kwalokho, elemelika labika amanyathelo ambalwa azathathwa ukwenqabela ele-DPRK ukuthapha ulwazi lokusebenzisa ukulolonga ubungcwethi bokulungisisa izikhali lezi ezingekho emthethweni kule nhlanganiso labantu abafakelwa izijeziso zenotho. Elemelika lakhweza udaba lokudutshulwa kwama-ballistic missiles kumanyano we-United Nations Security Council. Lanxa ele-Russia lele-China evimbe ukwethulwa kombiko emphakathini, elemelika lisebenzelana lexuku elilokhu likhula ukulimukisa umhlaba ngokuziphatha buchapha kwele-DPRK. Kumele ele-DPRK liphiwe umlando, kutsho umphathintambo uKim. Phezu kwakho konke lokhu, sifuna ukubeka mgceke ukuthi inkulumo kuphela yiyo emele yenziwe. Ufungile, asila moya omubi kwele-DPRK. Uhulumende lo uzimisele ukulalela izikhalazo zonke eze-DPRK, kukhulunyiswana ngazo ezilukhuni indaba, kodwa konke lokhu kungenzakala ngokukhulumisana kuphela.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende welemelika. Kwezemidlalo, mqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders, uMandla Mpofu uthi iqembu lakhe alinyeke linqotshwe ngamanye xa lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo ngosuku lokuthakazelela uzibuse lapho elinqobe khona ele-Dynamos laphakamisa inkezo ye-Independence Trophy. Intethelezi indaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lizavakatshela iqembu eliphethe isicoco selige le-FC Platinum ngomgqibelo enkundleni emandaba, njalo uMpofu uthi abafana bakhe bengayithatha yonke imiklomelo yemithathu nxa bengadlala ngendlela abadlale ngayo ngomvulo.
Kukhuthaza abadlali bami ukuthi umdlalo esiwudlaleyo ngifuna sidlale idlabuzane elade sidlale uDynamos, silifake amagemini wonke abuyayo, ambone ukuthi kule thimu ngakwanisa ukuthi sidle. Ngifuna beqhubeke ngedlabuzane elade bedlale kuDynamos, sisiya phambili njengoleyiviki njengoba ngomgqibelo siya ku platinum behambi beledlalisana ledayamonds.
Umdlali weqembu laelendazi uRaman Kutanzira laye uthi indlela abadlale ngayo bedlala leqembu leDynamos ibachiye sebelokuzithemba.
UDynamos iyazi nawe ukuthi kuba into enkulu kakhulu, kuyasinikeza amandla. Yonke team ebuya sibili, hayi kathi ezinthembele sibili, one game at a time. Sabe siloke siwina sibili, siphusha lathi khona kuyathembisa sibili, kuyathembisa.
Iqembu laelendazi labadlali abambalwa abake badlalela iqembu le-FC Platinum ababalisa yena uGutanzira, unqobe izitamasuku, uJoel Nkonzo kanye lomgadli ohlohle igoli elidale umehluko womdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence uStanley Ngala.
Igame le-FC Platinum as a former player i-pressure ikhona, but engawukhulumayo ukuthi iyafanana igame, at the end of the day ibhora libhora, akula pressure njengeteam, sila i-pressure njengeteam again, but engawukhulumayo ukuthi sireadi njengama-player siya-Elenders, sireadi and sizayiphatha njengegame like sidlala amanye amathimu.
Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-Chickenini lizadlala lele-Bulawayo City ngaseluveve, iqembu le-Tennis lizemukela eleyada ngasesakuva, iqembu le-Harare City lizanqikelana lele-Black Rhinos ngase-National Sports Stadium, kuthi ele-ZPC Kariba lizadlala lele-Nkezi Platinum Stars ngase-Nyamunga. Ngesonto iqembu le-Cranbourne Bullets lizadlala lele-Randalls College ngasesakuva, iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela ele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium, iqembu le-Bulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele wawa ngaseluveve, kuthi ele Triangle lizadibana lele Capes United ngaseKipo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
UWoza Friday kuliviki sinomculi ophekayo, njalo acule umvumo we-house lengoma zokholo. USimbarashi Kodzai wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Afrowave kumbe KOD. Yena ucula eKoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
UAfrowave ulesiphiwo sokupheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijiyeneyo ukuthi aphume lomculo ohlakazayo. Yikho nje abacindezela ezomculo emazweni atshiyeneyo sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele imculo etshiyeneyo njalo. Khumbuza abalaleli ukuthi uSimba ngubani kwezomculo.
Mbizwa KOD kumbe Afrowave, ngisebenzelani lapha koBulawayo. Sengisebenze kwezomculo iminyaka edlula elitshumi. Ngiqale ngisebenza lo muyi uJoe Maseko eHouse of Rising Sound.
Afrowave bezipekela imculo yonke incedisa labanye abaculi.
Umculo ngiyazenzela njengoba ngishilo ukuthi I'm a producer and sound engineer. Ngiyazenzela ngiphinde ngenzela abantu abahlukileyo, incedisa abaningi ikakhulu abayenza i-gospel. Recently kule album elika Pastor Barack eliphumile elithiwa Mwavuma, which is doing quite well on so many different platforms.
Imsebenzi ka-KOD ikhwabithwe ngaba amakhampani ezomculo amaningi aphetsheya. Sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele umculo.
Nowami umculo engiwenzayo, ngiyenza umculo we-house music, sebenzisana lenye i-record label elithiwa i-Hysteris Producers elise-Portugal. Yile engisebenzisana lalo kakhulu. And then kulelinye se-South Africa elithiwa i-Black Diamond Music. Ngengakhipha lelithiwa i-Open Bar Music elise-New York. Maningi ama-projects. Kulelinye elithiwa i-Moving Deep. Edise UK. Uh,
abaningi bakhala ngokuthi imculo yabahlabeleli bakobulawayo ayithengwa. UKOT uthi isimo somnotho elizweni njalo bakhangelelwa phansi.
Ngela mali esayelayo uthi abantu benze ezinye izinto about him. Abantu bayadedela like ama artists obulawayo. Abababoni njengabantu. Maybe uthi industry yangkhona ila mali abantu bangkhona. Katala imchove every day bachana besibona emchoveni kujami Twitter is KOD underscore worldwide, Instagram KOD underscore worldwide, Facebook KOD worldwide.
Usimbarashe Kodzai ule studio ngakibwe Gwabalanda lapho apheka imculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa labaculi abafuna ukugcindezela eyabo imculo. Nguye phela ku KOD odume ukuthi Afrowave ebesinayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Mpela sonto emnandikile lonke igama lami Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Kuhani sobo wotisikhangela ezinye zezindaba ebezigokhela. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisa imigwaqo yakubulawayo esiwonakele. Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka olwe-census, lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuwoza Friday kuleviki besilomculi opheka njalo acole umdumo we-house lengo mazokholo uSimbarashe Kodzai. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uProphet Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempela sonto elithulela, kodwa labo abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ekulentshini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Zimbabwean.